And finally, the Special Assembly of the Synod of Bishops for Africa begins a second week of deliberations this morning. Synod Fathers will attend the 11th and 12th General Congregations today, during which a special intervention will be made by the Secretary General of the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization, Jacques Diouf, regarding food security and peace. Father Kieran O'Reilly is Superior General of the Society of African Missions and is one of the Synod Fathers. We asked him about his impressions of the Synod so far.
One thing that struck us the other day was when they took the account of those members of the Synod who had been present at the previous Synod for Africa, first Synod. It's only 15 years ago, and I think there were just under 50 of the 244 Synod Fathers who were present at that Synod. So it indicates that there's a great deal of young energy here, a great deal of young bishops. And I suppose one of the things that has, well, not impressed me, because I'm aware of it already from meeting with many of them on the ground, is their commitment to Africa and their commitment to the church in Africa and their wish and their will to do something very constructive for the well-being of their own people. And I think that is very forcefully coming across here with the younger bishops present and with the number of them, which is really wonderful to see.
I know this is a synod of bishops, but there are very few women around. Is that a striking element? Are you surprised?
Well, they're not that few, I suppose, in a way. I mean, it is a synod of bishops, as you say, so that's the reality you start with. But if you look to the right and the left of the main synod hall, there are quite a number of women who are here as invited guests, who are here as experts, and they will have their role of being able to give an input and be able to operate in the small groups. And I think that's very important, because in the small groups, they have a significant role to play, and they will ultimately also have that to play in the formation and the formulation of the propositions. So while physically there may not be as many as obviously the men are, because they're all bishops, nonetheless I believe they'll have a significant role, because there are some very powerful women here.